Well, it's a blustery day of practice here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. One of the important roles on any IndyCar race is the role of the spotter. I'm with Dave Reininger, a racer he is. He's been a rider and all sorts of things, and for many years he's been a spotter for Andretti Green Racing. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. And Dave, how long have you worked with Dario?
I think this is going to be my sixth season. I was started at Team Green at the last race in 2002 at Fontana.
And that's a long relationship with one driver, and a driver has to have trust in the spotter.
And I'm very pleased to have been there that long. I mean, a lot of times these teams can have revolving doors on them, but I think when you reach a level of an Andretti Green, you want to stay there, and it's been nice to have been there for this long.
He was in some ways a surprise to some in qualifying. Boy, he stood at the top for a long time. Did you talk with him at all about his emotions about that?
I did not. As a spotter, one of the things I try to do is just sort of stay out of the way, and I know that was sort of nerve-wracking for Dario, and just sort of left him alone, Pat, tell you the truth.
How did you get involved in being a spotter? As I noted, you've done a lot of things in racing. How did this evolve for you?
Started with Pagan Racing with Roberto Guerrero many years ago. Alan Pagan was a buddy of mine, and I actually bugged him until he let me do it, Pat. I called him probably every 10 days, and it came a point there where he needed a spotter. They took me down to Orlando for a test, worked out with the team and everything, went to the first race, and they let me call the green, and we passed Tony Stewart on the start, and I had a job from then on out with Roberto.
How much does Dario want you to talk? I mean, I think I've heard drivers are different. Some want a lot, some want a little.
Kind of funny you asked that about Dario because, some drivers I've worked with, I think Brian Hurd, I did a race with him in the 27 car over at Andretti Green, and we clicked right away. And I think even after 5 years, it's still evolving with Dario. When I first started working with him, he didn't want really a whole lot of anything other than just, letting him know what was going on up ahead. But it's still ongoing. I mean, even now, I've done a little bit of giving him an attaboy here and there, and sure enough, after the race, he came up and said, hey, a little bit of chatter was good. So I'm talking a little bit more than I was 5 years ago, so hopefully it's still evolving.
Do you debrief after every race?
Not anymore, not so much, other than, just go by to, make sure everything's okay.
In this situation, who's your boss?
That's hard to say, other than my wife.
I mean, is it Kim Green? Is it Chief Mechanic?
Well, let's see. This year I'm working with George Anderson. John Anderson is calling our races. Before John, I was working with Kyle Moyer, who's the team manager. So I guess, that really would be my boss. But, they really give me a lot of leeway. I remember there was one time there was a yellow, and we had a guy right on our tail, and we weren't in any imminent danger. So I sort of waited for the guy behind me to call yellow, get that car off our tail before I called a yellow. So I went down and explained to them. I said, look, I called that yellow a little late, and here's why. And they said, Dave, it's your call. So, working with Kyle, working with John Anderson, they sort of, give me a lot of leeway in what I'm doing. And, it's my job, and I've got to keep it. So,
this is another race, a big one, albeit on the Indy Racing League trail. We know what it has to be like to be in a place like Richmond when you're, in traffic all the time. How does a spotter work at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
The biggest thing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is working with two spotters, and generally working with a guy that maybe comes in and just works this race. So it's a matter of getting that guy to up to speed as far as what to tell the driver. Basically you're going to tell the driver where to go if there's a wreck or something like that. And another thing that happens here at Indianapolis is once, if a car does get up in the fence, as that energy dissipates, the car is going to slide back across the track a lot of times in one of the short shoots. So, that's something that we stress, and we got to work with some of the new guys, and just getting a new guy up to speed is a big thing here at the Speedway.
Now, where will you be positioned?
Been in Turn 3, Pat, for 10 years.
And where will the second spotter be?
Turn 1 above, I think it's, is it A up there? Good spot. Both are good vantage points.
Now, do you have any other kind of monitor up there in Indianapolis?
Nope, not at all. Really don't. There's a couple of tracks where we go where we can take a laptop up there, and there's a socket where we can plug in and have power for a couple hours. But here, no, we're just sort of at the mercy of the crew telling us what's going on, who we're racing with. Sometimes we really don't know unless the crew keeps the driver informed.
Now, we hear about conversation among spotters. Is that fairly frequent? Do you sometimes tell another spotter, hey, my guy's quicker, let him through?
You know, Pat, what I like to do is just go down and, you know, when you go on down to talk to somebody, they know why you're coming. So, you know, what I'll do is I'll just go down and ask them how things are going.
That's enough.
They pretty much know why you're coming, yeah. I mean, even if you're really angry or you're just, it's a situation where you're going to be catching up to the guy in a few laps, they know why you're coming.
Spotters, I take it, have different temperaments as well.
They're all pretty even-keeled right now. I've got a good bunch of guys right now. And it's a good thing because, I mean, there are situations where things get heated. But, you know, checkered flag falls, and at the end of the day, you know, it's just an automobile race.
You, as a spotter, do you pay attention to other drivers' tendencies? Do you have to understand what drivers tend to do like a person in the cockpit might?
Well, sure, you're going to have a book on a driver, but really what you're looking for in any given race is how that car is handling. You want to let the guy know. I want to let Dario know, you know, if a guy's coming up behind us and he hasn't snipped around up on the top at all, you know, we're going to let him know. He's been running the bottom all afternoon and he hasn't even taken a look up top, so we'll let him know that.
Is there any particular way you'd characterize Dario's style?
He's a gentleman. He's a hard racer, but, you know, he's very clean and very gentlemanly, I think.
Does he tend to be a charger? Does he tend to lay back? Is there any differences in that regard?
You know, it's like anybody else. You really got to have the car underneath you. You know, when he's got the car, there's no one better. There's just no one better out there. And the great drivers, Pat, the great drivers will take a car that has a problem and drive through it. He will do that as well. But, I mean, if the car's off, if the car's really off, then there's not a lot you can do. So, you know, a lot of that has to do with how the car's handling at any given time.
You got into this as a fan. When you're a spotter, do you enjoy the race?
I enjoy spotting. I don't get to watch the race. If we're running up front, I'll get to see the race per se, but a lot of times if you're slugging around in the back, and you know, I did that for a number of years with some guys that I worked with in the past, and you know, you're busy and you don't know who won the race at the end of the day.
I hate to ask you this, but have you ever caught yourself like daydreaming?
No, not really daydreaming unless, you know, you're sitting up in turn three at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the crew's gone to lunch and didn't tell you.
Now, during the whole month, what do? I mean, do you go up and practice per se, or do you go out and get the layout? Is there any specific duties you have up to race time?
Not really, Pat. You know, we've been coming here for a good 10 years, and we got the lay of the land and everything else. The Andretti Green guys did not go out today, so I actually just came over to the garage area today because my wife had me painting a fence.
That's a good reason to come to the garage area. I understand that. Now, you have writing and other responsibilities in terms of the rest of your career during this month, I take it.
Yeah, we're still working with motorsport.com doing race coverage, and that works out real well. But like I said today, you know, I'm close enough where I can hear the cars, and I'm back there working on the fence, and I just had to come over. I couldn't resist. I just had to come over and see how things are going.
Well, Dave Reininger's a normal guy. He likes race cars. He likes watching them going fast, and he likes to get out of work around the house. We appreciate that. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Pat.
Doing good?